All right, so get ready because today we are going to do a total 180. We're going to look at how being a caregiver,
yeah, like taking care of family, how that can actually give you superpowers for being a leader or even starting your own business.
I know, right? Sounds kind of crazy.
It is. It's wild. We're diving deep into this blog, Caregiver to Boss.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I'm already hooked.
I mean, it is fascinating. We often, I think, just totally underestimate the everyday things we do. Like caregiving, you're in the thick of it and you develop some serious, strong leadership skills. It's like without even knowing it.
Right. Okay, so let's break this down. Right off the bat, the blog intro, it just hits you. It says straight up, you're caregiving. That's not just like leadership training. It basically IS leadership training.
Yeah. And they're not just saying that they have specifics. Like they talk about empathy. And yep. That is huge EE, right? Whether you're trying to figure out what your team needs or understand how a customer is going to react, any leader needs that.
For sure. Empathy, communication, problem solving, right? Those are like their big three. I mean, think about it. Explaining some crazy medical thing to a scared family member or breaking up a fight between like your kids, you're already a communication pro.
Mm-hmm.
Has caregiving turned you into a better communicator? Like, think about it.
It's like training on the hardest difficulty setting.
Right.
You have to change how you talk depending on who you're dealing with.
Oh, yeah.
That is super valuable when you got a lead.
Totally, totally. And then there's the whole problem solving part.
Right.
When you're dealing with unpredictable stuff, 24/7, a kid gets sick out of nowhere or, you know, an older parent, their needs change all the time. You become a master at thinking on your feet.
Oh, yeah.
There's no time to overthink it. You just got to find a solution. Fast.
That's resourcefulness right there. Mm-hmm. And it's not just an ANY solution. It's got to work for everybody involved, which means you got to get where everyone's coming from. Honestly, that takes some leaders years to learn, and caregivers are getting it every single day.
It's true. The blog's not all sunshine and roses, though. They're upfront about the fact that going from caregiver to, say, running a business, it's not easy.
Yeah, and one of the biggest things they talk about is like the mental shift you got to make.
Uh-huh.
You go from mainly taking care of and supporting people to, you know, leading and directing them.
Right.
It's not that caregiving isn't leadership, but the whole situation changes.
It's like you're playing a video game on easy mode and then bam, you're in the pro leagues. Have you ever felt that kind of shift?
Oh, yeah. I think anyone who's had to like change roles where you got to think totally differently can relate to that. You're not just learning new stuff. You're rewiring your brain,
yeah.
How you solve problems, even how you see yourself.
And speaking of how you see yourself, you know, the blog has these awesome stories of caregivers who made this leap.
Mm-hmm.
And their stories show how powerful this whole caregiving experience can be. There's Sarah, for example, totally burnt out from years of caregiving, but she didn't see it as a bad thing. You know, she took her passion for wellness and made it into a successful coaching business.
It's amazing how you can take something so personal and turn it outwards like that.
Yeah.
She saw that other caregivers needed support and advice on how to stay well. So she built a whole business around that.
Yeah.
And think about the skills she already had, being a good listener, giving advice that fits each person, understanding how hard it is emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
Gold, pure gold in the coaching world.
Totally. It wasn't just knowing the stuff. It was that deep understanding that made her stand out.
Uh-huh.
Then there's John, who took care of his aging parents. He saw firsthand how messed up elder care support can be.
Right.
So he took that experience and built this really successful consulting firm.
What's cool about John's story is it's a common thing with caregivers turned entrepreneurs. They're not just starting businesses. They're solving problems they've lived with themselves. They get their customers because they've been there. That's powerful.
It's like turning a problem into like a superpower.
Yeah.
And using what you've learned to help others going through the same thing. So inspiring. And the blog doesn't stop there. It gives you tons of resources to make that switch from caregiver to entrepreneur smoother.
That's what I loved about Caregiver to Boss, not just like rah-rah motivation. It's got real advice from finding the right business to like getting over those mental blocks that hold caregivers back.
Mm-hmm.
They even have step-by-step guides on stuff like money management, making a marketing plan, building a website.
Yeah.
Something can be scary at first,
yeah,
but they break it down so it seems doable.
Exactly. They have these awesome guides, and I love that they have a bunch of free stuff too, like templates, checklists, all kinds of stuff to help you get organized and actually DO something. They really want to make this transition as easy as possible.
They're all about empowering caregivers to take control and use their skills to make something really meaningful.
Yes.
And speaking of empowerment, we got to talk about the person behind all this. The blog shares how the founder's own experience as a caregiver led them to create this whole platform. What I found interesting was...
Wait, hold on. I got to hear this. What stood out to you about the founder? Like, what really got to you?
Oh, man. Okay, so what really hit me was how the founder talks about having this, like, epiphany. They realized all the stuff they learned from caregiving, it was totally applicable to business. Like, they were doubting themselves, wondering if they could even hack it as an entrepreneur. And then, bam, it hits them. They've been handling crazy situations, making tough calls, juggling a million things for years.
Like, they were already doing it, they just didn't see it that way.
Right, they just needed that new perspective.
And that's what Caregiver 2 Boss is all about. Helping people realize that potential. Okay. They really push the idea that your time as a caregiver, it's like professional development.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just something you did. It's where you learned and grew, mm-hmm. and it gave you this unique set of skills.
So instead of hiding it, you should be showing off those caregiving years on your resume, like highlighting all those transferable skills.
Exactly. And the blog gives you advice on how to do that right. Like changing how you talk about it, focusing on what you accomplished, and showing how that all translates to a job. So instead of just saying, I took care of my elderly parent, you could say, I managed their complex medical needs, worked with multiple doctors, and came up with creative solutions to make their life better.
Whoa, that sounds way more impressive. It shows off those problem-solving, communication, organizational skills employers are looking for. It's like learning a whole new language, the language of business, so you can translate your caregiving experience into something they understand.
And that's what Caregiver 2 Boss is so good at, giving caregivers the tools to make that change, to believe in themselves, and see that they can be entrepreneurs.
You know, it's amazing how something that seems like a weakness can actually be a strength, right?
Mm-hmm.
We often see caregiving as the sacrifice that holds us back in our careers, but really it's a chance to build skills that everyone wants.
It's totally turning lemons into lemonade. And what's even cooler is that Caregiver 2 Boss doesn't ignore the struggles that women especially face when trying to become leaders.
Yeah, that's huge. Because women, let's be real, they're usually the main caregivers in families. And that makes it even harder to balance caregiving with, you know, starting a business. It's like society expects them to be amazing at both without even recognizing how much pressure that is.
It's like this unspoken thing that women should be the nurturing ones, the ones who put everyone else first. But the blog is like, hold up, women can be caring and ambitious. You can be a great mom AD, a successful CEO.
It's not just about giving them permission, though. It's about giving them practical strategies. Like, they talk about building a strong support network, which is important for anyone starting a business, but even more so for women who might be feeling isolated or overwhelmed.
That support network is everything. They can give you encouragement, advice, and even help you out with stuff like watching the kids so you can go to a networking event. It's about building a community where you can share experiences, learn from each other, and lift each other up.
And I love that they talk about embracing those qualities that people think of as feminine strengths, being empathetic, collaborative, focusing on relationships.
Yeah, it's about seeing those strengths as good things, not weaknesses. Because in today's world, businesses need those things more than ever. Strong relationships, understanding your customers, working together, those are essential.
It's like those qualities that some people try to downplay, they're actually superpowers. And Caregiver 2 Boss is helping women see that and use it to their advantage.
And they prove it with real-life examples. They have stories about successful women entrepreneurs who started as caregivers. Mm. So inspiring to see that and realize, hey, I can do this too.
Those stories are like raid maps, showing you that it's not a fantasy, it's real. It's about breaking free from those limits and saying, I can do this.
And Caregiver 2 Boss is there to help you every step of the way, give you the tools, advice, and support you need to make your dream happen.
So to bring it back to our listeners, what does this all mean for someone who's been a caregiver and is thinking, what's next? What's the big takeaway?
I think the biggest thing is, being a caregiver isn't some detour from your real life.
Yeah.
It's a huge E part of your journey. It's where you learned and grew and developed skills that are valuable everywhere, not just in business. Whether you want to start your own thing, climb the ladder at your job, or just be a more effective person in your community, those caregiving experiences gave you a head start.
It's like they say in the blog, you already have the secret weapon. Now it's time to recognize its power and use it. And the best part is, those skills are here to stay. They're part of who you are, and they'll help you no matter what path you choose.
Absolutely. And if you're listening and you're feeling that spark, that desire to do more, to lead, to make a difference, Caregiver 2 Boss is an amazing resource. It's full of practical advice, inspiring stories, and this empowering message that says, you can do more than you think.
So true. And before we move on, I have one last question for you, dear listener. Think about all those skills we've been talking about. Empathy, communication, problem solving, resilience. How have you used those in your life, maybe without even realizing it? What challenges did you overcome? What did you accomplish?
Because those experiences, those moments where you were strong and resilient, they're the key to reaching your full potential. And who knows, maybe next time you face a challenge, you'll tap into those caregiving superpowers and amaze yourself with what you can do.
And speaking of amazing, Caregiver 2 Boss isn't just about becoming an entrepreneur.
Oh, interesting. What do you mean?
Well, they talk about how all these skills we've been talking about, they aren't only for starting a business. It's about leadership, period. So maybe you want a bigger role at your job, or you're involved in your community and want to step up there. Those caregiving strengths, they work.
You're right. You're right. Caregiver 2 Boss might focus on entrepreneurs, but it's a bigger idea they're getting at. They even have a whole part about self-care, which, let's face it, caregivers are terrible at.
Yeah.
But they make it clear. It's not selfish. It's like essential for being your best in any role.
Yeah.
Leader or not.
You know, you saying that, it reminded me of when my mom was helping my grandma after her surgery. Mom was going crazy, work, her own family, 80 grandma's needs.
Yeah.
It made me realize caregivers so easily forget to take care of themselves.
It's almost built in, right? Putting everyone else first.
Yeah.
But like the blog says, you can't give what you don't have. You got to take care of yourself, not just for you, but to be better at whatever you do owe.
It's that whole airplane thing. Put your oxygen mask on first before helping others. You can't help if you're out of breath yourself.
Exactly.
And Caregiver 2 Boss actually gives you tips on how to fit self-care in when you're busy.
Yeah, like setting boundaries, saying no sometimes.
Yeah.
And actually doing things that recharge you, even if it's just 15 minutes reading or a walk outside. Small stuff, but huge difference in your energy, how you feel overall.
What's funny is they connect self-care to being a better leader, too. If you're burned out, stressed, that affects how you deal with your team, clients, everyone.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Taking care of yourself means you're calmer, more focused, more understanding as a leader. And you set a good example for everyone around you. You're saying well-being matters, not just getting stuff done. It's sustainable, supportive.
So we talked about how these skills work in all sorts of situations. We even got personal with our own stories. But why does this matter to our listener? What's the big takeaway for them?
I think the biggest thing is caregiving isn't some side hustle to your real life. It's like serious training for leadership, no matter what you do, whether it's starting a business, moving up at work, or just being a more awesome person in your community. Caregiving gave you an edge.
Like they say in the blog, you've got the secret weapon. Now recognize it and use it. And it's not going anywhere. It's part of who you are. It'll always help you no matter what.
Exactly. And if anyone's listening and feeling that, you know, that pull to do more, to lead, to make a difference, Caregiver 2 Boss is the place to be. It's got the advice, the stories, and that message. You can do more than you think.
Absolutely. So go out there, find that leader inside you, and make something awesome happen. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, everyone.